it's good work. And, you know, the live speed ball, a different look, different concepts and things like that, the way they develop. And it's great to have to react to people that way.
How did you think about your offensive, your defensive line versus their offensive line? It looked like you got a pretty good amount of push there today.
Well, I don't know. I was on the other field most of the time, so I can't speak much to that. We'll see and watch the video. But we're not trying to get push. We're just trying to get the competitive work here against people. And we're going to play a ball game on Thursday night, and guys will get a chance to go live and play and tackle and put their best stuff on tape.
When you're grading guys, for instance, for a backup quarterback spot, when you see them going against a different look, how is that?
Well, that's good. And that's, you know, really part of being here. And I think it's a great chance, another opportunity for us to evaluate our players, particularly our guys that are trying to make the club or trying to push for more play time and so forth.
What do Tyler and Gio bring to your team, and how they've, what's been impressive about them?
Take your fellow friend with you. Both guys are young, talented players, and they really have great skills. They're going to help us in a lot of ways. They ought to have great opportunity to win the one-on-one matchups, and you know, that's what you need. You know, football at times comes down to, you got to win some one-on-ones. You got to keep the sticks moving and so forth like that. And we think these are guys that can help us do that.
How unusual is it to have this guy to practice against another team that's been in the playoffs and kind of in the same path you're on? It's young players and growing with a strong coaching staff.
Well, I can't, you know, research the history of it, but it's a great for us, and it really gives us an opportunity to come in here and get that that good look and control the tempo, control the environment, but get great tape to evaluate.
Falcon fans have been talking a lot about the fact, getting real excited that Hard Knocks is in town now. What has that been for your program so far?
We'll trade him. You know, you don't have to give us much for him either. You won't have to give. It won't even be like a Julio trade. You know what I mean?
Has it been a distraction?
No, it's fine. It's really not all you wish, but you know, people think it's more than it is. But these guys, you know, bust their tail to do their job, and you get to know them, and they're out, and we're, if somebody's moving, they're working, following them, and then they try to put a show together. But we've got a football team to put together, and we're looking forward to that, and that's the most important thing.
Overall, you were pleased with the tempo?
Yeah, very pleased.
You said, I think, yesterday that your practice format is similar to what mm-hmm. Coach Smith has here, but how difficult was it to get everything so well synced?
Oh, it's very easy. You know, yeah. Mike was more concerned about it than I was. We're not, you know, far off the way we do things, and the total period of time and everything we put through, it's a very similar. Well, again, we're pleased with the tempo, and Mike was with his offense, and we decided I'd be with ours, and you know, that's what we decided, and you know, that way.
Mo just seems like, no matter where you put Mo, he catches the ball outside, inside.
Well, he's really gonna, you know, we know he's a good player, a good young player, and he just keeps getting better.
Young guy like Kobe Hamilton.
Pardon me?
What young guy like Kobe Hamilton seems to keep coming on?
That's good. You know, it's good for Kobe, and this kind of work is great for him. And, you know, because he's getting the chance to work against other people, this is really good work for him.